This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In my last visit, I introduced a study I did on homosexuality in preparation for a presentation I was asked to give in a church that was considering becoming open and affirming to homosexuals into the full life of their church. In my study, I began by collecting information about homosexuality in the Bible. I included in this study and presentation what God said about the creation order found in Genesis 1, 26 through 28. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number." Then in chapter 2, it says, "The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. Then the Lord God made a woman, and he brought her to the man. The man said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.' For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." The text clearly states that God created male and female in his image. They were created to be mutually complementary, a natural fit for fulfilling God's plan. That plan included the one flesh relationship to procreate. Though not stated, the one-flesh relationship, marriage, is also a safe place to enjoy sexual pleasure as described in the book, The Song of Solomon.